I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's Britney, bitch. Shake your tits. Dunkin' Donuts.
What is up, guys? It's T. Kyle here, and hello. Welcome to another weekend chat. I just want to say that I'm back, and I'm back again from another little break from the weekend chat. I feel like I'm like on a month, like not even like a tri-month. I don't even know what that's called. What's it called? Biannually? What's the trimester? Whatever. Once every 3 months. Whatever that's called. That's what basically my weekend chat has become. But I'm here, and today I'm coming at you podcast only. Just, you know, destroying your eardrums with my slightly nasally voice today. I'm getting over a sinus infection. Don't worry, it's not contagious over podcast. But yeah, so ironically, I bought all this new equipment, and one of the pieces that I got is a ring light, and it is great. It's fantastic. I will probably, when I finally get on camera, show you what it is so that I can like recommend it or whatever, because it was pretty affordable. And my camera lens and microphone are not working. So I like set up this whole thing and it just is making this whirring noise. It's like, ch-ch-ch-ch. And I was like, are you kidding me? This would happen. So she's going to be a little pause because I'm one of those people where if there's a problem with something, I will spend hours trying to fix it until I finally solve the problem. And I was like, I just can't do that today. Just trust me when I say that this is not dead. She's not dead. But once I figure that out, or I don't know if I have to buy a new lens, which is so expensive, but you know, the things that we do to be, the things that I do to not be famous, basically. So anyway, I'm back. Hello. Hello to everyone on podcast and YouTube. I will post this in audio form on YouTube. There's a lot to talk about. And first up, I just wanted to let you all know that it's hot. It's so hot out. So I'm drinking a large iced coffee from Dunkin' Donuts. Not sponsored, still. It's been 84 years, and I've spent $14,000 probably at Dunkin' Donuts. And what do I get? Nothing. But I still go. So I'm enjoying that. Actually, all the ice is melted. So it's, you hear that? It's like Dunkin' Donuts ASMR. Which, by the way, I do want to do that. I think that would actually be so funny if I did a Dunkin' Donuts ASMR. What was I talking about? Oh, so yes, I'm drinking my coffee and I'm back. And what do we love about the weekend chats? We love to shake our tits to something. So what am I shaking my tits to this week? And let me tell you, have they been shaking? They've been flying left and right in pools. I was just on vacation. I was shaking my tits to the song there. At the airport, on the plane, causing turbulence because my tits were shaking so hard. You guys, I am going to be daring here and say that this might be the song of the summer, at least for me. It is by Mabel, and it is Don't Call Me Up. Don't call me up. It's so good. The video's mildly a flop, like kind of a flop. But like she serves some looks in it. But the song is so good. It needs to be 3 minutes longer. Highly recommend. She also has an EP out, which is like 20 songs long, which that doesn't make any sense, does it? But she does a cover of Drake's Passion Fruit, which is also a bop. And it's so I recommend that one, too. And because every time I hear Drake's Passion Fruit, do you guys know that video of Ramona Singer? Does anyone know that? Please tell me someone knows it. She did an Instagram story. And if I have it somewhere on my computer, because I save everything, if I have it somewhere on my computer, I will insert it here. But she's basically doing an Instagram story and she's like, know what I like for a photo shoot? Shot of tequila and my favorite song, Passion Fruit. And she's like singing it and she's like, hold on, hold on.
To loosen it up for a photo shoot, shot of tequila and my favorite song,
hold
Passion
on, hold on.
Hold on, hold on, by Drake. This song gets me going. It's so hot.
Hold on.
So every single time I hear Passion Fruit, I think of that. I don't know why I'm sharing that story with you guys, but that's just how I see the world. I see the world through meme-colored glasses and vine-colored glasses, if you will. So that is what I'm shaking my tits to this week. And speaking of music, we need to talk about the Jonas Brothers really quickly. So they're back, and they have a new album out called Happiness Begins. And it is so good, and I am so happy because quite literally everything else in the world is awful. I think we can all objectively say that. But the fact that the Jonas Brothers are back is just saving 2019. And I have been a Jonas stan since not day one, but like album one. So not like a Britney situation where I literally bought the single before the video came out and before it blew up. Kind of a situation, but I was a Jonas stan from the first album. I would lie to my parents and say that my sister was a Jonas Brothers fan and then volunteer to take her to the concerts so that I could go. Is that awful? You know what? You have to do what you have to do. I cried at the 3D tour taping when Nick sang A Little Bit Longer. And they did this video about his diabetes. And I was like, oh my God, A Little Bit Longer. What else with the Jonas Brothers? Oh, I've met them. I had that whole incident with like the MTV thing where I had to be like, what's the craziest rumor about you? Joe Jonas with the whole sex tape thing. I went to the DNCE dance, whatever that thing was. Cool for the summer. Not cool for the summer. Oh my God, embarrassing. Shit, don't drag me. Cake by the Ocean. I went to like their like preview party before they blew up. So I've been, I'm so happy. I love Joe. I love all the suits. I want to rock all of their suits. I'm just really loving the new album. And there's three songs that kind of stand out for me that if you want to dip your toe in, it's Don't Throw It Away.
Don't Throw It Away.
And Strangers. And then I think so far my standout right now, like the number one standout is Roller Coaster. And it reminds me of Avicii, which I'm sure that there was probably some kind of inspiration there. And I can't think of the song right now, but I will obviously like later try and find what it is. But it reminds me of an Avicii song, kind of like how Britney has Now That I Found You, which is very much an Avicii knockoff, but like we stan. So I'm just really loving it. And I'm so happy. I love the album art, all the photos, everything that they're doing, their like skits, everything's so funny. It's just the light that we all need in this moment. Speaking about Britney, since I just talked about Now That I Found You. So a lot of people are DMing me and asking me about the podcast, Britney podcast. What are we doing? Is it coming back? Where'd you guys go? We miss you. Oh my God. And I've DM'd, I think, with a lot of people. Honestly, like I've had like full conversations with people about kind of like things going on recently, the news. I mean, we all know like the drama, but I'm going to dinner with Brad tonight, actually. And what is happening with the Britney podcast? The Britney podcast is not canceled. We are not over. It is not done. We have so many more ideas that we want to do. We simply are taking a hiatus because we both felt that that was the respectful thing to do. Brad and I have been on the same page this entire time. And I think it was interesting. Someone asked me recently, what's it like doing a creative project with a friend like that? You know, is it hard? Is it difficult? And honestly, I only think it made our friendship better because we've always been on the same page, not just as Britney fans, but there's a lot Brad and I have in common with like life shit, which I obviously like, I want to chat with him. Like, We'll talk about this on the podcast at some point because it's really vital to the whole kind of story and the reason why we're taking a hiatus and why we feel that that's the respectful thing to do, especially around the discussion of mental health. And, you know, it's something that we both take really seriously, which is why we've bonded as friends. And we almost came back 2 weeks ago. We were going to come back 2 weeks ago. And then I actually said, listen, like, I'm going on vacation and I really do want to disconnect. And I know that if we, you know, kick up some dust and we dust these mics off and get back out there, that, you know, people are going to want to chat with us and talk to us. And I would feel weird, like, disconnecting. So I just was like, it's not the right time. You go on your trip. I'm going to go on my trip. We're going to disconnect, recharge separately, and then let's come back and do this when we're both ready and when we both have time. So it's just on hiatus, and I stand by our decision to go on said hiatus. I would like to emphasize the word our decision to go on hiatus for the fans who think that we are in some conspiracy with Team Britney and we were silenced and given a cease and desist and threatened with lawsuits and all this bullshit that people are saying on Twitter. It's our decision, and we will explain ourselves in due time when we feel like explaining ourselves. And that was like a whole drama, by the way. I don't know if you guys saw it. I want to say this was like over a month ago, because I've been pretty off the grid for the most part, just like focusing on other stuff and working on new projects and catching up with friends and playing video games. I went on vacation. But yeah, we got like dragged on Twitter for reasons that I don't really understand. And it was in a way that was like not people trying to have conversations with us. It was just people looking for something to make fun of us, like mock our appearance and mock our podcast and the work that we do and our jobs and just like personal mockery. And I just was kind of like, okay, this is not a productive conversation. Like, these people are just looking for something to like be rude about. And it was kind of a learning lesson for me. And I'll obviously talk about this more later, because I really like, I want to have this conversation with Brad, obviously, because like, I think it's a bigger conversation about social media and just the internet and how it's changed and how the platforms have changed and how a couple years ago, you know, it used to be about building community and you could find people who had similar interests and shared interests. And now it's just about, you know, arguing and canceling each other and being shady and trying to like make tweets to like drag people down. And it just feels so different. But that's a bigger conversation. But long story short, I just was kind of like, I am not engaging with this. You know, I feel like I'm doing the right thing. And that's all you can do in life, is if you feel like you're doing the right thing, you do you. And I'll explain myself in due time. And a lot of it has to do with just the irresponsible, reckless way that I see people talking about mental health and mental health treatment. And a lot of that stuff I take very seriously. And it's really triggering for me. And it has really been upsetting me. And so that's kind of why that played a lot into this decision to make the hiatus or to take the hiatus. But we'll get into it. So just know that the podcast will be back. I mean, if anything, at minimum, we will come back at the end of the year to discuss 2019, because there will be a whole lot to talk about. But there may be a mid-year, quarter of the year report, just to clear some things up. But that's pretty much, I guess, all I really want to say about that, because I could go into it if we wanted to, but we're not going to do that today. It's a lovely weekend. It's hot, and the Jonas Brothers just came out with a new album, and I'm enjoying my iced coffee, so we're not going to go there on this day. So what else? I feel like I'm talking so fast today. I don't know. But in other news, so I took a vacation, which, you know, kind of piggybacks off of this whole thing, was like needing to get away from my routine and my schedule and just break the routine that I've been stuck in for so long. So I went on vacation. I went to Siesta Key. I was Instagram storying. I posted all my posts after I got home. I'm very weird about like showing my location now, but that's a different story. So I was Instagram storying and it was gorgeous. It was so quiet and so calm and relaxing, and you could see the stars at night. and I was in a pool and then in a hot tub, and it was just chill, and the weather was gorgeous, and I only got a little bit of sunburn, but not too bad. I got to go in the ocean, and I, at one point, like, me and my friend, there was this, like, really cool sandbar that was, like, out, like, pretty far into the ocean, and I saw people out there, and I was like, oh my God, like, I want to go out there. Like, it was kind of scary. So we swam all the way out and went on the sandbar, and it was so cool. And then we swam back, and it was, like, kind of scary because it was really deep when the sandbar dipped off. But I was like, you know what? Fuck it. This is fun, and why not? So the reason why I guess I'm sharing this is because it is so important to take a vacation, and I forgot that. Holy shit. I am regretting waiting so long to do so because I really haven't done, like, a vacation that is solely a vacation in a while. Like, I've always tacked on days before or after other things, like a day before this or a day after this, or, you know, when we're in LA for Watch What Happens Live, I would tack on 2 days afterwards. But, you know, I was exhausted, like, after working the crazy schedule. So it didn't really feel like a vacation. It felt like a nap, I guess, almost like a time to sleep before getting on the plane. Like, it didn't feel like an actual getaway. And so I think it's so important. And I was nice to have that reminder. I'm glad that I got pressured into going because it was so nice and so relaxing. Yeah, I need to plan my next one, but I don't know what it's going to be. If you have any recommendations, tweet me or, you know, DM me on Instagram, send me something. I don't know. But there's that. And then I guess thinking about, you know, the weekend chat and what's next, because I feel like I've literally been abandoning all of this. And the reality is, you know, I had different plans for my side projects this year. I had other things lined up. And as you guys know, everything with the Britney podcast kind of took a turn, and you just got to roll with the punches. And so I kind of had this moment where I felt like I was in limbo, and I didn't want to necessarily come back on YouTube because I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't know what I wanted to talk about. I, you know, went through this period where I had really bad skin problems. I'm not going to lie, that 100% was playing into my decision to not want to be on camera, and turning 31, like, all of these things kind of hit at once and just kind of took a toll on my self-esteem. And so going away and getting on vacation, having a vacation was great to kind of snap out of all of that and really recharge and think, like, okay, let's try and just come up with something else. Let's try something new, shake it off, and see me in court, shake it off, and try something new. So I got new equipment, you know, little camera problems, but I don't know. So that's kind of where I'm at now. I don't know. I mean, I kind of want to say that I'm open to feedback from people now that I feel like now I've blocked out enough of that. What the fuck? Oh my God. I literally was just about to say noise, and then that just buzzer went off. I feel like I've blocked out the noise, because here's the thing. Listen, I can admit if I'm wrong, there's a difference between someone calling you out and having a productive conversation to, like, work towards a solution and actually learn and grow and open your mind and open your heart and kind of see things differently or understand a different person's point of view. I feel like I'm really objective. I honestly really love analyzing things and trying to look at everything from every single angle. Like, I actually like that. I think it's fun. And I think it's, I don't know, the more information, the better. The curiosity kills the cat, though, sometimes. But there's a difference between, like, that, like, wanting to, like, get feedback and grow, and then people just trying to be mean. Like, you know, just straight up, there's just people trying to be rude for whatever reason. I don't know what the reason is. They just want to be mean. They just want to mock you. They want to make fun of your appearance. And, like, when it goes there, that's where I cut you off completely. I don't need to engage with that. I'm an adult. And now that I feel like I've kind of blocked most of that out, I'm open to, like, having conversations with people, like, on DM. Like, I've had full conversations with people about Britney news and things going on, and you know, people have been watching my weekend chats and they'll message me and they'll send me like a thing about something. Like, I guess what I'm trying to say is that I'm not just being like, fuck all the haters, I'm done, I'm not talking to anyone. Like, I'm just interested in having productive conversations at this point. I also think too, part of me was kind of battling back and forth, because on one hand I'm like, am I just complaining all the time? You know, I'm like, am I just complaining all the time? But then part of me is like, I feel like I have a different perspective on things. And with my struggles that I've had with weight and anxiety and stress and depression, you know, I've still been able to like kill it in my career. Like, I really have. Like, I kind of had this moment when I was on vacation and I was like laying in the pool and I was like staring up at the stars. And I'm like, I really am living out my dream. And I just like a few weeks ago, I got to edit a video with Paris Hilton in it, The Simple Life, Watch What Happens Live intern. It's on YouTube. I tweeted it out, and I got to be a part of the filming process and kind of go with everyone. And I'm in the background of one of the shots. I like, y'all know exactly what I was doing in that shot. I was like, bitch, there is a window. I saw the narrow sliver of time. I like saw the opportunity and I jumped on it. And I was like, I'm going to go sit right next to her and pretend to be one of the control room people. I mean, I really am like living a dream, and I think this happens to everyone. You get so caught up in like something that someone says about you or something negative that's said about you. And after that onslaught that I got on Twitter, it just kind of like warped my perception of myself. Not like it made me mad because I wanted to respond because it was all bullshit. But I knew I couldn't, because the second you say anything, people just take that and twist it again. And they want that from you. They want you to be mad. They want you to say something so that they can twist it again and like pile up on you again. And so I had to like bite my tongue, because I knew that that was the right thing to do. And I was just like, the Jersey in me was like wanting to jump out, you know, and I just had to bottle her up. And I was like, bitch, I swear to God, you know, like that vine. But yeah, I was like thinking about it. I was like, you know what? Fuck. Like, I've done a lot of cool shit. And I had this moment where I was like, you know what? I really do think I'm talented. I may not have the best self-esteem when it comes to other things in my life, like my appearance. And I obviously have issues with other things. But like, when it comes to my creativity, like, I really do think I have talent. And I just need to tap into it more. And I just need to foster it, and I need to take care of it, and I need to protect that part of my brain, and also need to get like help with my like my self-esteem issues and blah blah blah. But that's, you know, we'll worry about her next. You know, I went to a dermatologist to take care of that whole situation. He sucked. The stuff, like, it just gave me all this expensive stuff and none of it worked. And I was just like, really? Like, that just was like a waste of 2 months, I felt like. But, you know, I don't know. It just was like nice to have that vacation to kind of have like a self-reflecting moment. Literally, like, the stars in the sky. Alien demo vocals. But really, I don't think I would have had that moment if I hadn't taken that time to like really just zone myself out away from everything. Because when I'm here or when I'm in New York, everything's revolving around like the shit that's in your own world. Like, everything that's going on in your brain is like, you feel attached to it when you're here. And I had this moment, I was like, you know what? Like, I am 31. I never really was a kid visioned myself at this age. And don't take that for like, please don't take that like to be like morbid. But as a gay kid, like, you just don't always see that far ahead. You know, there's a lot of people who say like, I didn't ever see myself having a family. I don't ever see myself getting married, because back then it wasn't legal and it was very much different than it is now. So for me, I never like envisioned or like imagined what I would be as this like grown adult. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like I'm kind of going through that moment now. And it's kind of messy. Like, you kind of have like ups and downs and doubts and crazy big dreams. And then you think, oh my God, that's ridiculous. Like, why would I, that would never come true. But then you're like, fuck no. Like, why wouldn't it? Like, I'll make it happen. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of the phase I'm in right now. I feel like it's very much in limbo. of this reimagining of what I am as an adult, what I want to do, what I think I can do, what, you know, the crazy big dreams that I want to reach. And I don't know, I kind of feel like I like sharing that because I don't really hear stuff like that from other people. I really just see like these perfectly edited videos. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I just want everyone to know, like, I'm not shading anyone. Like, the way that the internet works now, it's like every fucking thing gets twisted out of context. So I'm like, please don't think I'm shading anyone or dragging anyone or that I think it's bad that people are producing good content. That's not what I'm trying to say at all. I don't know really where I was going with that. I guess it's sharing with you guys that I'm kind of, I guess that I'm just going through it. And I don't know. I kind of feel like, do I need to share this? Do you guys like that I share this? Is this something that you relate to? Is it something that you like hearing? Or do I just go and be this like pop culture thing and talk about the news of the week? But I feel like everyone else does that. You know, everyone else does recaps and, you know, what happened this week and reviewing this song and reviewing this video. And I don't know. But that's just kind of a look into my brain and where I'm at. And just know that, you know, I'm working on things and still curious, still trying new things, still buying new equipment and having equipment break on me. But that's all part of the process, I guess. I kind of thought too about doing this in podcast form the way that I'm doing it now, but then just running a camera on me with like the microphone. So it would be like, I don't know, like who does that? Like Howard Stern, I think, does that. Or I know Jenna and Julian, Jenna Marbles, she has a podcast and I like listening to them a lot, actually. I enjoy their stuff. And also too, speaking of, seeing Jenna Marbles have this like resurgence of creativity now, which she's like an OG YouTuber. And she was really, really, really famous and popular back then and was kind of like the big face of the thing. And she kind of like disappeared for a little while, but I still kept following her. And you guys, like her new stuff that she's been doing, I would say like the past year, is so fucking funny and creative. And it kills me. And I'm like, it's so cool to see someone that's like my age having this like reinvention of their creativity on a platform. So seeing her has also been really inspiring. I feel like I'm in that same phase of figuring it out. I don't know. We'll see. I guess I'm just going to start experimenting and see what sticks, I guess. But yeah, that's all for this weekend chat. I think that really pretty much covers everything. Let me know. I'm like genuinely open to feedback. I send me a DM on Instagram. My Instagram is t.kyle. My Twitter is tkylemack. Send me a DM. I will probably see it and respond to it at some point over the weekend. I'm just curious to know, like, what do you think? Do you like the new podcast direction? Some people do. A lot of people have been like, yeah, I love listening to the podcast. It's easier. I can listen to it on my commute. I guess I will see you guys next week. I am hoping I don't have to buy a new lens because it's $300. And then part of me was kind of like thinking, so I like set everything up and I did the video and I was having the debate with myself, like, okay, do I want to go on podcast? Do I want to make it on YouTube? Which mic do I want to record with? Maybe I'll do both. And I was like having this back and forth. And then literally all at the same time, my downstairs neighbor again started blasting their TV. It's still blaring. You can't hear it though, because this mic for my podcast is fantastic and cuts all that background noise out. So that happened. And then my lens started clicking and whirring. And then my microphone wouldn't turn on, even though I just charged it overnight. And I was like, oh, okay. So now I don't have a choice. It has to be podcast only this week. So I was kind of like, maybe that's a sign, you know, like sometimes the universe does things to steer you in the right direction. And I was like, okay. So the decision was just made for me. Side note on the neighbor situation, like I don't know what has been going on, but the past month, and again, this is like, thank you universe, because while we were doing the podcast, the Britney podcast, it was like mildly loud, but these microphones are good enough that like it cuts it out. I don't know what the hell has been going on the past month, but like it has been blaring through my walls all day, every day. I'm trying to be like I said before, I feel like I'm an objective person. I try to see all angles of the situation. And I was like, you know what? I don't know. Maybe this person lost their job and they're just home all the time and they're sad, so they're watching TV. Maybe they are sick and they are just watching TV. I just try and be empathetic and try and imagine, you know, what all possibilities could be. But at the same time, it's really fucking annoying. So we're just going to deal with what we got to deal with. And, you know, luckily, this microphone, y'all don't have to hear it. But my camera microphone, you would hear it. Trust me. Because I've been doing various, like, experiments over the past, like, 2 weeks and stuff. Like, setups and, like, blah, blah, blah. And it's come through the mic all the whole time. It's like, you know, like the, what's that, Charlie Brown, you know, the teacher, where they're all like sitting there and they're like ignoring her and the teacher's just like literally that's what it sounds like. But anyway, you know, got to make it funny. Otherwise, you know, it's going to freaking piss me off. But anyway, I will probably be back next week. I there's like so many stories that I want to share and like talk about and like story times that I want to do, and I don't know, maybe I'll figure something out, you guys. But thank you guys for listening and for sticking around. If you are still here, I appreciate it. You can follow me on YouTube, T Kyle M, Twitter, T Kyle Mac, and Instagram, T.Kyle. And I hope you guys have a great weekend. Stay cool. If you are on the East Coast, it's a little humid, it's a little hot. Drink your water, girl, and listen to the new Jonas Brothers album. And I will see you guys soon. Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.